My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, and bipartisan star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical, Satirists. You can see them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. You can find and buy their music at capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD is How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying, which is an adventure day by day. And Elena, how are you?
I'm good. Did you catch the State of the Union?
I did. Yes, I did.
You have to for your job, and I have to for mine, for different reasons, right?
Right.
I'm always amused watching Biden and Boehner try to figure out when to stand up or not, or clap or not. That's what really fixes me.
I always try to figure out at what point in the speech Boehner is just basically jonesing for another cigarette, because, you know, he basically lights one off the other from what we're told up on Capitol Hill, but he can't do it during the speech, obviously, so... Obama's not exactly short-winded, so you have to kind of wonder.
That would be an interesting test to see if Obama could go on for, you know, maybe 2 hours, 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly. And then on the other side, you know, what's Joe Biden thinking right now? We know what John Boehner's thinking besides the cigarette is,
I like ice cream. Maybe he's thinking something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think the speech was almost like, okay, Barack Obama saying, I have nothing to lose, I'll just pander to my base, right?
Pretty much, yes.
So we actually had a song kind of on that topic, and we thought we could play it today in honor of the State of the Union.
As always, the Capitol Steps are ahead of the curve. Here we go.
Now, as you know, we Democrats... got select these recent midterm elections. So we are forced to take a long, hard look at ourselves. So I've invited House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. And Vice President Joe Biden. So we can brainstorm on how to stop the GOP in the next elections. And now, Nancy, Joe, let's just get to it. There is someone or something associated with the Democrats that is unpopular amongst voters. But if we put our heads together, we can figure it out and fix it. After all, I think we make a great team. I bring executive experience.
I have the legislative knowledge.
And I am also here.
Now, Mr. President, I think one of the problems is we are not playing to our base voters.
I agree, Mr. President. We have to stop moving towards the middle and reconnect with our base.
Not playing to our base. I can assure you, that is not true. Because I'm all about that base, so liberal.
We'll energize our base, plead our case, no trouble.
I'll pander to the base with this face, so simple. We're all about that base, about that base.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear. I know this duck is lame, but I can take it when folks say I'm the blame. Cause I brought that loon doom to all the blue states. And
oh, how we suck in all the big races. I know the voter trend, we're gonna make it stop. Attack the 1% till we are back on top. If you are poor and needy, we'll lift you up and redistribute U.S. wealth to the bottom from the top.
Now Obama, he told us that just in a tiny slump. Now we're led by the elephant, so we just stare at their rump.
That booty, booty, that booty. Yeah, we'll legalize pot till illegals to come along.
I don't care what you guys do, in 2 years I'll be long gone. Because I'm all about that base, don't panic.
We're all about the base, we embrace organics.
We're all about the base as we chase Hispanics. We all gotta save face with that base.
That melody will be in my head for the rest of the day and most of the weekend. Thank you very much.
That's one of the Capitol Steps contemporary tunes.
Exactly. You know, another one that I guess is a number of years old now is perhaps relevant to your show again soon is the fact that it looks like Marco Rubio is going to run for president. So you can
this
dust off the old...
This is Marco.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we actually, this weekend at our Reagan shows, we're debuting our Mitt Romney singing Maybe This Time I'll Be Lucky and Jeb Bush song. So come on down. Everybody, see it.
Elena, I hate to go to serious news towards
what?
The end of our conversation, but
okay.
As someone who travels a lot with the Capitol Steps, there's some really bad news out today that I want to brace you for.
Okay.
Sky Mall is going bankrupt.
Really?
Yes.
Where am I going to get my inflatable jacuzzi?
Or the $600 garden gargoyle. You know, it's just a hard, difficult time for America right now.
I know. I actually saw the garden gargoyle recently. And I was really intrigued by it. It's almost so bad it's good, right?
It does pass the time.
Another victim of Amazon, probably, right?
You got to think so. Or just, you know, products people don't want.
Well, yeah, we got one of those. No, I'm kidding. Well, thank you for breaking the news gently. I will observe the proper mourning period and then go back on Amazon.
Yeah, I don't know when exactly it takes effect. So, you know, start hoarding, basically.
Hoarding lawn gnomes. Okay.
Well, no, the copies of the Sky Mall, if they go, you know,
right.
If it's still going on for a couple of months, then you can just bring it in your carry-on and entertain yourself forever.
Wow. But then they'll see things I can't have, and they'll be horrible.
It will be. But if you are tempted to get them, it's probably better for you anyway that you can't at that point. So.
Well, I'm glad I heard it from you, not from some stranger on the street.
Elena, I'm just doing my duty here. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later.
You too. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. The most recent CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.